This podcast is suitable for students between the ages of 16 to 25. If you're interested in self-improvement, productivity, study tips, this is the podcast for you.
Welcome to the Sweet and Sour Podcast.
My name is Abdulmumuni Hikmat. I'm a student just like you. I'm passionate about personal development and productivity. So, if this is your first time listening to this amazing voice, don't make it your last. If not, sweetie, you know how we roll now.
Let me hear you say H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T. H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T. H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T.
Hi, sweeties. Welcome back to another episode. What's good, everybody? I hope everybody's doing amazing. So if you're new here, welcome to the family. My name is H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T. And on this podcast, we talk on productivity. We're here to help you read more books by talking on books that can help you, you know, with time management, goal setting, money, and, you know, productivity. And also we interview like students who have businesses and they just get to tell us their stories of how they've been able to smash their goals and balance everything up, school and business. So my question today is, why is it that the rich gets richer and the poor gets poorer? I know. Well, that's because actually the rich people know something that the poor people don't. And what do they know? They know the laws of money. And just like the laws of gravity, or, you know, the law of motion, law of everything, there's a lot to money. And now you might ask yourself, is H to the I to the Q even rich? I'm not rich yet. I'm just going to say I'm broke because I'm learning the laws of money at the moment. So I'm not poor. I'm just broke, fam. So I'm learning the laws of money. One day I'm going to be rich, and then by that time you guys will know, you know, from my accent's going to change. Okay, so today I want to teach you the laws of money that I have learned from a book titled The Richest Man in Babylon, and that book is over 100 pages, and it was written by George S. Clason. Is it Clason? I really don't know how to pronounce it, but then, yeah, by George. So in that book, he told the book like a story, and that's one thing I loved about the book. But a lot of people don't like the book because it has like this, he writes like as if you're reading a Bible, like this guy, you know, requesteth stuff like that. But I really did love it because like I could understand the story. So for the benefit of people that are trying to read the book but, you know, they can't move past the English, I'm just here to break it down to you. So in this book he talked about the seven laws of money, and I'm going to be sharing that. So the first thing he said was start thy purse to fattening. So that's on page 34, and what he's just basically saying is if you have a purse that's empty, you have to look for a way to fill that purse, because the empty purse is not going to fill itself. Like the law of motion, nothing is going to move unless like something pushes it. Do you understand? So you have to like look for, whether it's like a job you have to get, whether it's like you have to learn a skill, you have to take up something that would like give you money so that you can actually fill that purse. So that's what this is saying. Then the second is control thy expenditure. So this is basically trying to tell you live within your means. Don't spend. Like, for example, let me give you an example now. Just because you have 5K, now doesn't mean you have to go for that party they're like holding. Because, okay, that 5K is like what is like the fee or something. Like, honestly, like, how do they say this? I think they said it's a rich dad, poor dad. Your expenses would live up to whatever you're earning. So, like, for example, now, if you're earning 10K today and, like, you have, like, this certain expense, fine. They now increase your salary to like 20K. Your expenses, like your what you want to get, like your needs, or like, okay, let's say your wants will like keep on getting like more because your money is getting more, and that's not how you should live. You should live within your like you should like, you know, control what you spend on. And in this particular place, he talked about like saving 1/10 of what you have, like paying yourself first. So for example, you have 10K now. Before you know it, you buy data 2K. Now you have 8K. Before you know it, you buy food 2K. Now you have 6K. Before you know it, okay, you say you want to buy, maybe you want to buy a perfume 2K. Now you have 4K. Which one is for you? All your money is like for these people that know how to collect it from you. As my coach would say, that's Professor Emmanuel Ape, he'll say like, who is with your own money? Because the money you have is not with you. The money you have is actually not for you. Because you spend it on food, spend it on like data, spend it on like clothes, spend it on like perfume, and then at the end of the day, like, you don't have anything left for yourself. So, like, part of what you earn is for you. That's basically what this is saying. So, try to, like, save up
something. Maybe like, okay, if you have 10K, let's say like now you're getting a 10K allowance, try to save 1K every month. Honestly, like it's not a big deal. You'll not die if you're using, if you're spending 9K. You would live, you'll be able to spend 9K once you do that, okay, every time you're keeping 1K. So the next thing he said was, that's the third law, is to make thy gold multiply. Now, this is like why people always say like, okay, saving in the bank is not necessarily like a good idea, because your money is just stagnant. You're just saving it. It's not multiplying. Do you understand? So now, if you have like that 1K, if you keep that 1K in the bank, it will move unless you move it, unless something moves it. That's just basically it. In the next 10 years, if you come back, that 1K will still be 1K. And if dollar have increased, that's your problem, because you're going to cry. But the thing here is like, you'd have to put that money to work. And he said something that I really liked, and he said, a man's wealth is not in the coins he carries in his purse. It is the income he buildeth. Like, it is in the income he builds, the gold that, you know, that continually flows into that purse, that keeps that purse always bulging. So what he's just trying to say here is this, that 1K, put it to work. Invest that 1K. Put that 1K into something that would give you another money. Please, I'm not telling you to go and do Ponzi scheme, because I did an episode on like how I felt a victim of Ponzi scheme. If you've not listened to that episode, but please don't do Ponzi scheme. Put that money to work, but put the money to work. You can like invest in your friend that is selling like something, and maybe like you have like, you guys will have an agreement, something like that. I'm not really a financial expert, but like, you know what I'm saying. So the fourth thing that he said was, guard thy treasures from loss. So now, what this is saying is like, it's the first, like a sound principle of investment. Like, it's for you to like, when you're investing in something, especially for a starter, like trying to invest in something that at least no matter what happens, your principal is still like what's preserved. Like, you know, don't invest something that you're like, okay, if that thing goes, like the principal too will go. Do you understand? So try to like consult people that have like they're really experts in this, and people that experience, even if you have to like, you know, pay them, honestly, even if you have to pay them to learn from them, that's better, because you know, you don't want to like, how do I say this, you don't want to give it. How did he even, like, there was one particular story he told, how he lost his own first investment. That's the Arcad guy in the story. Arcad gave a blacksmith money to buy gold for him. How can he trust a blacksmith with gold? I mean, was he a blacksmith? I can't remember, but he gave, just like now, okay, I'm selling gold, for example, but he gave me money to buy bread. Do you get? You do not give a caterer money to buy bread for you. How would I know the good bread? Do you understand? So you have to like consult people that are wiser than you in this aspect. That's what he's just trying to say. And then the fifth lesson, or the fifth law, is to make of thy dwelling a profitable investment. Like, so what I understood by this is, try to like invest in real estate, because you know, try to like, because when you have like, when you have a roof over your head, when you've set, when you sorted that out, like not having to like pay rentals and everything, you know, that's like, oh god, I don't know how to explain this thing. But basically, Sha, what I really, really do understand by this fifth lesson is to try to know that like investing in real estate is a very, very good investment, because you know, it's better for you to take a loan and buy a house and then keep paying to like you till you like finish paying the loan that you used to build the house, than for you to like keep renting. That's what I just basically understood. Then number six is to ensure a future income. So the thing is, we're going to grow old someday, and then you'd have to like, you know, make sure that you invest in things that will be able to sustain, you know, be able to like sustain you in the years where you can no longer put in that all those hard work to like be doing some businesses and everything. So you have to plan some certain investments that would make you that would like ensure safety for you like for many years. And like, okay, no, sorry, plan certain investment and provision that may endure safety for many years, but it will be available when the time arises, basically. So just try to ensure a future income. Then the seventh is to increase the ability to earn. Now, basically, even the richest people are not earning through one means. So people have multiple streams of income, and that's how you become wealthy. You cannot become wealthy from just one thing. So try to increase, like, probably improve your skills. Then that would, like, give you another source of income. You know, just try to make sure that you have multiple streams of income, multiple ways money is coming in for you. Because if it's just one way, imagine if that way just hook. if that way just block, what would happen? Like, more, it's going to be bad. So basically set goals like, okay, I want to make like 100K maybe the next 6 months. What do you need to make that 100K? Be real with yourself. How do you get what you need? Be real with yourself. And little by little, poco a poco, it's going to like literally come into place, to fall into place if you're really, really serious. That brings me to the end of this episode. And here are the things I have learned from reading The Richest Man in Babylon. I feel like it's my utmost favorite book. Okay, no, 5 a.m. Club is one of my favorite books too, but I really do love The Richest Man in Babylon, and I recommend it every time to so many of my friends who ask me, okay, Hikma, they want to read a book. I'm like, okay, try reading The Richest Man in Babylon. And then remember that you can follow us for tips on productivity. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on YouTube. If you're looking to read more self-improvement books in 2024, you can also subscribe on Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at Sweet and Sour Pod. And until next time, sweeties, remember that it's good to have money and the things that money can buy. But also check up once in a while and make sure you haven't lost the things that money can't buy. Bye!